cattle futures were mixed on Monday. USDA surprised with a crop-friendly quarterly stocks report. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 1st of October. Cattle futures were mixed on Monday, with live cattle mostly higher, but feeder cattle mostly lower, pressured by surging corn futures. Except for 45 cents and 27 cents lower in the front two contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 40 cents higher. Except for 45 cents and 30 cents higher in the back two contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 77 cents lower across a range of 37 cents lower to 192 lower in spot October. Wholesale beef values were steady on choice and sharply lower on select, with light to moderate demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 14 cents lower Monday afternoon at $212.44 hundredweight. Select was $2.75 lower at $187.11. Corn and soybean futures rallied Monday in the wake of a bullish USDA grain stocks report, as well as positive export news for corn. Corn futures closed 12 to 16 cents higher through July of 20, and then mostly 4 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 13 to 20 cents higher through November of 20, and then 5 to 11 cents higher. More about those USDA reports momentarily. Calves and feeder cattle continued steady to higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers were selling $2 to $4 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, while feeder heifers were trading mostly steady. Calves were selling mainly steady in a limited test. There are an estimated 6,900 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves and yearlings sold steady to $3 higher. There are 5,524 head on offer. At Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, steers sold steady to $3 higher, and heifers traded steady to $8 higher. There are 2,610 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold $2 to $4 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, while feeder heifers traded mostly steady. There are 1,990 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed out the third quarter on a higher note Monday, with support for more optimism surrounding U.S.-China trade talks later this month. Nothing specific on those talks, more of the he said, she said stuff. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 96 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 14 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 59 points. Back to those USDA reports. They surprised plenty of folks with the quarterly grain stocks issued Monday. Old crop corn stocks in all positions September 1st totaled 2.11 billion bushels, which was 1% less than a year earlier and less than the trade was expecting. Likewise, old crop soybeans, stored in all positions, totaled 913 million bushels at the beginning of the month, up 108% from the previous year, but significantly less than pre-report expectations. As well, the weekly crop progress report continues to underscore late crop development. For the week ending September 29th, 43% of the corn crop was mature, compared to 84% a year earlier and 73% for the five-year average. 11% was harvested, which was 14% less than last year and 8% less than average. 57% was in good or excellent condition, the same as the previous week, but 12% less than last year. 14% was in poor or very poor condition, which was 1% more than a week earlier and 2% more than a year earlier. Similarly, 55% of soybeans were dropping leaves, which was 26% less than last year and 21% less than average. 7% were harvested, which was 15% less than a year earlier and 13% less than average. 55% of soybeans were rated in good or excellent condition, 1% more than a week earlier, but 13% less than a year ago. 13% were in poor or very poor condition, which was 3% more than a year earlier. Also of note, 39% of winter wheat was planted, which was 2% less than the previous year, but 1% more than average. 11% had emerged, compared to 12% last year and 13% for average. Finally, 45% of the nation's pasture and range was rated in good or excellent condition, which was 2% less than a year earlier. 25% was rated as poor or very poor, which was 2% more than a year earlier. That's your CalCurrent Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 1st of October. You can always find more at www.calcurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.